blowing out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top, but a f***ing nihilist porcupine. He's a the type women wanna be within rappers. Hope he gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, this is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of shit that comes out of this kid's throat.
Alright, welcome. It is, boy, Gray Wednesday. It's a manic Wednesday, as it were. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T is here.
Sun's not out, but it's still beautiful out.
Well,
beautiful day.
I'm happy to be alive, my friend. It's a good day to be alive. There's no question about that.
Another
Wednesdays
day above
with
the
Wally
dirt
is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at chenal.com.
All right, it is Final Four week. Had a lot of stuff happen. I was all set to talk to Wally about Jimmy Dykes today, which was the focus of his column today. But then we got this news this morning. If you haven't heard, there was an arrest a week ago, which is amazing to me. It was kept under wraps. And, you know, the fallout from this could be limited. It could be substantial. But high-profile running back from North Little Rock, LT Tenpenny, who's at Alabama now, pulled over on the 24th of March, marijuana possession, taken to the station, cited, and released. He's going to make a court appearance on April 10th. But that's a pretty crowded backfield in a program that doesn't tolerate a whole lot of nonsense, Wally. So what happens with him, I don't know. I've only been around him a couple of times. Seems like a great kid. I hate this. And this is an issue with college athletes everywhere. So it's certainly not just with him, certainly not just at Alabama. I mean, we've seen it at schools all over the country. We've got states in the country now that have legalized marijuana. So it's a bit of a conundrum for a lot of folks when it comes to marijuana. Me personally, I don't lose any sleep over it. I don't have a real issue with it. But as long as it's against the law, it's newsworthy if you get busted.
I think they'll legalize it, tax the heck out of it, and lower my taxes.
That'd be fine with me, too. I got no problem with that. But until that point, I guess there's not much
you
can do about
it. Well, in terms of Tenpenny, I think we really got to take a step back. We don't know what the team rules are with Alabama. I'm not saying he allows guys to smoke weed, but you just don't know. I think
that's kind of what you implied.
First of all, you can't jump to any conclusions that, number one, this particular incident will get him kicked off the team. You just don't know. You don't know his relationship with Saban. You don't know what they've talked about since then. And Saban's previously, up to this point, he could be Class A, top-of-the-line type kid that has some goodwill built up with Saban. You don't know. Or he could have been a guy that was skating on thin ice. You just don't know. And we'll find out very soon, I'm assuming.
The big question I have is, did he inform him ahead of time? Because this is something that's been kept out of the media for almost 10 days, which is amazing to me.
It is amazing.
I'll bet he did. I'll bet he. I sure hope he did.
Probably called him.
Put you that way.
Well, the way the report reads, he knew. I mean, his hands were shaking. And like Wally said, the first thing Wally said is the first thing I said when I read the report. He's very polite.
He was very polite.
He handled it as well as he could handle it. So
he said yes sir, no sir to the policeman. Yeah.
I think he's a good kid, and I think this is something that's part of, you know, the college athletic culture, unfortunately. And, you know, again, in certain places you can get away with it okay. The thing I don't get is, and we had it happen with an Arkansas athlete a while back, Wally, and we sat here and were just like dumbfounded. He's out turning donuts in a parking garage while smoking weed, and it's like, dude, you're begging for it. And my thing is, you know, if a college kid smokes weed, it's not legal. Most people are not going to lose sleep over it. But you got to do it at someone's house or your house or in an apartment. You can't be out and about. You're just asking for it.
If you're shaking when you get pulled over, then I'm guilty all the time because I'm an anxious person and I'm always shaking.
We know your position on marijuana usage.
That doesn't mean that I'm driving around with it and guilty all the time, but if I get pulled over, just the presence of the cop makes me nervous.
Matt, just because there's no bodies in the car doesn't mean you're not guilty of killing someone now, does it?
I also don't know about the legality of pulling somebody over for a light off on their license plate. Is it a law to have
he pulled
a lighted
and he was in,
license
it's
plate?
I've
heard people
point.
Being pulled over for less than that.
But do you not? Yeah, do you? Is it a law that you have to have a light over your license plate? I mean, I hate to plead ignorance here, but
it's a little bit.
Let's just say I've driven around that area before.
Well, look, let's just say this. That's a little bit of a. It's kind of a unique thing to be pulled over for. It happened at 2:21, which is early in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you speak military.
But it's not illegal.
But Matt, at 2:21, there's going to be a much broader
Because there's less people around, too, that are going to witness what's going on when you get pulled over.
Look, dude, here's the deal, Matt. Okay, you can defend it all you want. But from a logic standpoint, if you're driving around at 220, your license plate's not lit up. It's not the same as if you drive around at noon. Okay, this is not a defensible position. The bottom line is, yes, it's a little bit of a strange thing to be pulled over for. And if he'd been driving around smoking weed at noon, it wouldn't have been a big deal because it'd be broad daylight. This happened at 2 o'clock in the morning. And that's the deal. So that is what it is.
You're right about that. And let's just, again, I'm a big picture guy in 2014. I'm a big picture guy in 2014.
I love your philosophy.
Finally.
Let's just look at this, because the second this happens to him, everyone says, oh, he's kicked off the Alabama team. Maybe he'll transfer to Arkansas. Well, look at this. Scotty Wilbekin, I don't know if you know this, but he's MVP of the SEC tournament, on his way to possibly be the most outstanding player of the Final Four. This kid was suspended indefinitely this season.
For what?
For violation of team rules. And everything that I've read, it has been traced back to possibly a failed drug test situation. Okay, so you take that in consideration. And it's not like these guys are automatically just cast aside. They can't perform anymore. These are guys who can't live by rules anymore. It's just, it happened. He made a bad mistake. And there's tons of kids. I'll give you look at the NFL, the NBA, about how it happens so very often to these guys, and they're able to recover because they look at it a little bit differently than the three of us look at it.
Well, wait a minute. So what you're saying is from coast to coast at 2:20 in the morning, there may have been another football player somewhere in America smoking marijuana.
Weed. You know what?
But the light over his license plate worked.
I'll tell you what, Wally, I guarantee you at 2:20 in the afternoon, there's probably a football player smoking weed out there.
That's probably true.
So that's my whole point. It's like everyone's like, oh, my God. And it's like we have instance after instance where it has nothing to do with the kid getting caught smoking weed. It has to do with the kid, because you see some kids can't recover from this, and it actually is a look into the window of what kind of character they have. And then there's the other kids. You got plenty of them that rebound from this and go on and win MVP SEC tournament.
Most people my age think it's the devil's weed. I honestly, it's so much a part of our culture. If it's okay to legalize it in Colorado and Washington, aren't there 28 other states considering
There's
it now?
No question. Look, we're talking about two different issues,
and I don't
though.
Smoke it. I don't either.
I don't either, Wally, but here's the thing. We're talking about two different issues. I have
It's not legal.
It's not
now.
Legal. And until it is, and it's certainly not legal to be driving around after smoking weed. He admitted in the report that he'd smoked the blunt with his brother or whatever. The deal is, again, I'm not losing sleep over it. I'd rather you didn't drive around after you smoked the blunt, but whatever. But here's the thing. There's going to be three reactions to it. There's going to be some people who are bitter he left Arkansas that are saying goody, goody gumdrops today. I'm not one of those. There's going to be people who say, and so what? And then there are going to be people who say, what's the fallout for him at Alabama? And my tendency would be towards a third. Because the thing is, I don't want to see bad things happen to the guy. I think he's a good kid. I mean, all things I know about him, I've only been around him a couple of times. Like I said, he seems like a great kid, and he's not the only one that does it. But the question becomes, it's like Pat said, it's about the kid. It's about what kind of decision maker are you going to be?
And that's part of it.
Can I trust you going forward? And that's going to be the conversation we'll have, I'm sure.
Add it up. Here's what I tell you. I guarantee this is a bad decision. Driving a vehicle at 2:20 in the morning when you know you've got something in there that's not going to pass the legal questions of a cop. You know, that's the part of it that you're like, come on, bro. Even if he was a passenger, the cop wouldn't have busted anything on. I mean, wouldn't have harassed him or anything. If he was the passenger, he would have been let go. It's just you're driving.
The marijuana is the driver.
I'm sorry.
At that point,
it's a mind-altering deal, right?
Yeah. It's not legal. The bottom line is this.
I mean, I don't get loaded up on weed, but I'm assuming it's a mind-altering
deal. If I was a college coach, Pat, you know what I would be doing? I would be sitting on my kids down and saying, you shouldn't be out after midnight. And they really shouldn't. There is no reason to be out after midnight. Now, look, if it's summertime and you're not doing anything
There's
wrong.
Reasons, not good ones.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's summertime, you're clear-headed and you're out with whatever. That's fine, okay? Yeah. Or if you're at the beach and you're hanging out or whatever, okay. But again, if you're driving around your hometown on spring break at 2 in the morning, why are you doing that?
Call it what it is. It was a bad decision.
Go to spring break like South Padre Island, like all the other kids do, or Daytona, or wherever else you're supposed to be.
You do work at a radio station at 4 a.m. on a Saturday, and you do have to be out at 3:30 in the morning.
That's another example.
You know, don't do that, guys. I mean, I know you're young, you're trying to work, but stay home. Get a job that's 9 to 5.
It's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying.
I do, but that doesn't make me any more suspicious, though.
Okay.
But my likelihood
overnights.
Of getting pulled over for something is more likely.
Matt, Do you think, and you're arguing both sides of the same argument, son, so you can't have it both ways. You just made the argument that just because I'm out at two doesn't mean I'm more guilty. But now you made the argument a few minutes ago that if you're out after 2 o'clock, they may be looking at you a little more closely.
So they will.
Yeah, exactly. So my point is, what's the point if you don't have as much to lose? I don't have as much to lose. He has a lot to lose. If I'm a high profile, I'll give you an example. I wasn't a very good kid. I wasn't doing things the right way. I had nothing to lose. I was just a run-of-the-mill high school kid.
Wait, let me get up off the floor. You just stunned me.
Anyway, I remember being at a party one time in high school, and we weren't wasted, but we had a couple of beers. I wasn't driving anywhere. Still not okay. Still not legal. And there was a kid who was a high-profile athlete who ended up playing in the major leagues. And I said, "Do you want a beer?" And he's like, "If you were me, would you drink a beer?" And I'm like, "Hell no." Oh. And he didn't. But that's the kind of decision that's hard. These kids have to make those decisions, and it's difficult. And I've been in that position, and I've seen kids make the right choice. Pat and I were talking before the show. There are plenty of kids who make it to the NFL who never got in trouble for this stuff. That is not the same argument as these kids never smoked weed when they were in college. The argument is they made decisions that didn't put them in harm's way, like smoking in a car that was defective at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And that's the part of it. When he looks back on this, he's going to say, "Man, I wish I just never drove."
Yeah, exactly. I don't expect him to go, "I'm never smoking weed again." I don't expect him to say that, and that's fine.
We don't know what Alabama's policy is, but there is an SEC policy.
Yeah.
And the first time he has to get counseling.
Okay.
And he gets reinstated.
We're just so quick to forgive a simple DUI, but then things like this, because they're both dumb, but what is really more dangerous?
Matt, nobody's not forgiving. Nobody's banging this kid all over the place. We're not sitting here saying he's a terrible person and should be kicked out of school and never given a second chance. Don't put words in anybody's mouth here.
I'm not putting words in
anybody's
mouth.
Nobody in the studio thinks that this should be a death penalty for him at all. It's basically a bump in the road if he does things the right way going forward. And if anybody sees it differently, that's their opinion. They're welcome to it. But I don't think anybody around here who works in the land of logic thinks that way. So we'll
I was
happened.
Surprised to see how much attention this story got. This
well,
morning.
Then you don't understand journalism. You must go back and review your degree, Matt. Because
well, my degree wasn't in journalism. What was it in radio, TV, and film with a minor in film.
Well, part of it is, you know what? Part
so
of radio,
no
TV, and film is understanding what's newsworthy and what isn't. And when you're a high profile athlete and you get arrested for anything, it's newsworthy.
His story.
We'll
certainly
go over that
has,
after the show.
His story certainly has a lot of interest in this area. Kids from Central Arkansas, one of the best running backs we've seen in a while go to Alabama. He's definitely a guy that gained some interest.
I've been here 20 years. He's one of the best five athletes, one of the best five running backs for sure to come out of Central Arkansas since I've been here.
He creates conversation. Yeah. That's
anyway, we'll take a few calls on it. Again, I'm not here to bang on the kid. I'm just simply, you know, letting people know that it happened, and then we'll see, you know, where it goes from there. I'm real curious to see what Nick Saban's position on it is. I'm sure he's going to make it, because he's going to get an interview, I'm sure, today, because spring football is going on at Alabama, I assume, this week too, right?
I don't know. All I know is if it wasn't for you, this might not have ever come to light.
I can't believe it. I'm shocked that it did not.
Well, I sure you scoop. Hope.
How does that get caught under, how does that get caught, stay under the radar? I mean, it's just amazing to me.
I don't know.
I sure hope Saban doesn't just throw this kid to the side. I hope he welcomes him back
you,
in.
And I agree 100%. I hope for nothing but good things for the kid.
Saban doesn't seem like the type to me to throw kids under the bus. Yeah.
I think that's true. John Calipari, on the other hand, and we'll get to him in a moment.
Don't get Wally started, please.
How about this?
Please.
You want to talk about a guy who did a 180? I'm going to play his comments from today. You want to talk about a guy doing a 180? Holy flip-flop, Batman. We're winning? Oh, man, I never doubted these kids. He's so full
of
crap.
He's beautiful, isn't he?
Greg.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, number one, I've got a list of things now that I was listening to y'all. A light on your license plate is a traffic violation. But Bielema also said once a kid leaves the state, he is not welcome back.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember those comments.
Yeah.
And
I really don't remember that.
He said something to that effect.
He
I don't
did,
know.
He
Who
did
said
say
that?
That after...
I don't know.
After Tenpenny left, he said once a kid leaves the state, they will not be welcomed back.
Well, I think he was not talking about somebody who's
he
had talent.
About Tenpenny. He was just talking about any kid that left wouldn't get to come back.
Well, to be clear, I took that as he said when you're done with your playing career, you're not welcomed back as much as a former Razorback will be welcomed back into the
Unless you're Keith Jackson,
the
then we love you because you're awesome.
Exactly.
Unless if you're Tenpenny, you want to transfer back, I'm pretty sure Bielema will take you.
Also, Wally, is marijuana a banned substance for the NCAA?
You know, I honestly don't know.
Well, I'm just asking.
We can assume that it is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, they test for it, so it must be.
My guess is kids in who go to the University of Colorado can't even smoke weed legally if they're an NCAA athlete.
But he will absolutely, if he's got a decent attorney, he'll get off of this, because why was a kid that just got a light out in your on your license plate, why does there – it's not a moving violation. He should never – why was he questioned? Why was it he should have just been given a ticket?
Well,
and
because no, Greg, it's not just possession. The officer smelled marijuana. It's like when Cedric Cobbs. This happened to Cedric Cobbs when he was in school, and the guy saw crumbs of marijuana on his shirt. You got to at least make a half-hearted effort to hide it, guys. Come on. So I mean, look, he made a bad choice, and I'm not even talking about the marijuana smoking. I'm talking about getting in the car and driving around. So anyway, Greg, appreciate the call. All right.
Can you imagine how many people out there on a daily basis this happens to, not named LT Tenpenny?
Yeah, lots.
Tons.
Yeah. Well, there are DUIs that happen every day, too. And unless you're a high-profile person, it doesn't matter to us. We're not talking about it.
And they get it expunged in 6 months if they don't get busted again. Yeah. And he will, too.
Anyway, it's newsworthy for today. We don't have to talk about it tomorrow. I was all set to let Wally defend the Jimmy Dykes hire, but now we had to move on. By the way, there's an even more out-of-the-box hire, maybe, than Jimmy Dykes coming up here we're going to talk about.
Oh, boy.
I have we have a segment actually coming up later today, and it's All in the Family. I may play the All in the Family theme. Stay tuned. Richard.
Hey. How you guys doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, not only is it a moving violation, but they can pull you over if you don't have a license on your license plate. Not only that, if there's a spot or two lights, some of the older vehicles have them on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
If one of those isn't working, they can pull you over and write you a ticket.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You can get pulled over for anything. If he looks at you and you're moving in your own lane, you haven't gone past the white lane on the right side or the yellow stripe on the other side.
It's driving left of center.
From one side to the other, they can pull you over.
I'm
so
sorry.
You can have headlights and license plate lights.
I got an old 72 Ford.
That's a stupid law.
You gotta dance with the steering wheel. Yeah, you gotta.
I'm sorry, it's a stupid law.
Can we stay focused for just a moment?
What's going on here? Get control of the situation, please.
Richard, thank you.
I need some more coffee.
This, you know, we're going back to the argument we had the other day about the kids in school and the unionization. We're getting all over the place. Stay focused, people. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm speaking from personal experience on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on what kind of vehicle you're driving. And I know that sounds crazy.
I like that.
And I'm not trying to throw this on LT by no means, but he did do the right thing. He was polite. He was in the spotlight. He did the right. He did and said all the right things. But listen, here's the deal on this. If you're driving around in an old busted-up 89 Corolla and all that's wrong with your car is a license plate light, there's a chance that you're going to get off. Like, the cop's going to go, okay, listen, you know, he'll notice it, he'll get it replaced. But if you're driving around, and this happened to me in Texas, you're driving around in any kind of vehicle that has any kind of alteration done to it, and you have something, the littlest thing, even the license plate light, you're getting pulled over. It's just the way of the world. It's the way it works.
Yeah.
He got pulled over, and like you said, the officer instantly smelled it. Boom, he's not stupid. He knew.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just, unfortunately, that's the way of the world. I don't want to turn this into a bashing or a marijuana topic. But the problem is that kids are dealing with this every day. Adults are dealing with this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You would think by now somebody would see it and it would be time for a change. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Bill.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
I have a little bit of experience with this. First, I go GSA, I go to work at 2:30 in the morning every morning, and I've been pulled over four times just for being on the road at 2:30 in the morning. You know, this kid got caught in a fishing expedition. You know, the cop sees it, oh, man, there's a light out. Let me pull this kid over and see what else I can find. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out he's a black kid driving around a pretty nice neighborhood at 2 in the morning. He got caught in a fishing expedition. That light's just an excuse to see what else can you find. Because, you get pulled over for that, and the next thing you know, it's, open your trunk. Let me look in your back seat. Let me see what else I can find. This guy is revenue hunting. That's it. That's all.
Well, let's not put this on the cops. I mean, he did do something wrong.
But it's a fishing expedition. Well, I understand the kid did something wrong, and it was dumb to do what he did.
He did three things wrong, okay? And the thing is, again, like I said, Bill, if he's driving at noon, you're not going to notice it, the light out, and he's not going to get stopped. So, again.
Agreed.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. I'm not going to turn this into a bash the cops thing because the guy's doing what he's paid to do. Sully, I wish I could read that on the air, but I won't. Sully reminded me of being pulled over. I think I got racially profiled one time by a cop in Memphis. True story. But anyway, that's another story for another day. What's up, Red?
What's up, man?
Talk to me. Give me some sense here.
Well, I mean, I'm on the other side here. I'm not with you on this, man.
I mean, that's fine.
I know the cop was doing his job, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he pulled him over because of the light. Because that's discretionary, man. He didn't have to do that. He did it because he wanted to see what he was doing. It's 2:30 in the morning. He's out in a good neighborhood, nice car. Let's see what he's doing. And listen,
what kind of car was he driving? Do we know?
Well, I don't know what car he was driving, but I do know that he has some nice cars in his family. Yeah, okay, he was in the Challenger. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
That's a nice car. Red knows all the cars in his family.
What's up,
Red? What else is in the fleet? I'd like to know. What else is in the fleet over there? You know the whole Tenpenny fleet. What else is in there?
Tahoe or Yukon? I'm sure it's the Tahoe or Yukon. I'm not sure which one it is.
All right.
But the Tahoe or Yukon is his. The Challenger is his dad, I believe.
Okay, so what's your point at the end of the day? What other side are you on?
Well, the point is I go to work at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Do you smoke weed on the way into work, and is your license plate light out?
Not on the way in.
Okay.
On the way in.
But on the way home, it's daylight, right?
My license plate would always be in.
But, Red, on the way home, when you drive home from work, the license plate, it's daylight, right? So it's not an issue.
Yeah, tinted window, so it's
okay.
All good.
That's my point. So, you know.
Red, I can't imagine anybody being up in arms that he got pulled over at 2:30 in the morning. That's what cops do at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, I'm not up in arms about it, but I mean— That's why he got pulled over, because it's 30 in the morning.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't
no question. Right or wrong? Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's discretionary. I mean, he didn't pull him over because of the light. He pulled him over because it's 2:30 in the morning.
I'm just telling you.
It's not illegal.
So, Pat, you're never out at 2:30 in the morning.
I am out at 2:30 in the morning, and occasionally, and you know what? Sometimes I shouldn't be. It happens. That's what I'm saying. It's like if you go swimming in the ocean and you get bit by a shark, are you going to blame the shark?
No,
at 2:30 in the morning, or is it going to be at noon?
It's even worse. That's when they feed.
At 2:30?
They feed at 2:30 in the morning. I grew up close to the
ocean.
You
know what my grandpa used to tell me? If you ain't got it done by midnight, head home. It's over. Try again tomorrow. And here's
Grandpa
another one.
Doesn't know how to weather the storm like I do.
I had this sent in to me. It says, only things open after midnight are legs and liquor bottles. 2:30, asking for trouble.
Come on
now, son.
No, the Shell station, the Shell gas station down on Cantrell's open.
Red, the only time Pat's driving around at 2 a.m. is when she says, heck no, I'm not kissing you. Beat it. And he's got to go home.
I said, well, could you drop me off then? At least I asked you for a ride.
People got shot.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. There's another place you may want to. I've been in plenty of Waffle House at 2 a.m., though. I will say that.
I'm 30.
Justin, for real, man. You can smoke one, man. Chill out.
No, I'm good.
Red, I'm 37 years old, okay? And still, when I am driving at night, particularly after midnight, whether it in just sober as could be, I'm still looking over my shoulder for any police light.
Could not agree more.
I get nervous, too. Like, if I were to get pulled over, nothing in my... I would still be nervous.
Yeah, nothing good's going to happen. Even if you didn't do anything wrong.
You just get nervous. Like, it's almost like they say, try to do everything you can. It says it in the Bible. Do everything you can to not go to court. Because you never know when your destiny, when your future is in the hands of somebody else they can find.
Red, yes, you're married, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know sometimes how your wife will ask you stuff and you didn't even do anything, but you feel guilty all of a sudden. You're like, oh, damn, maybe I did do something wrong.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm with Pat on that deal.
It's like, what could they find? I don't know.
I get nervous, bro. I mean, I'm a 37-year-old black man. Of course I'm nervous. Yeah. I'm going to get beat down.
Red, you're the voice of reason. I appreciate you arguing the other side. And
Red,
you and Matty T, I'm sure there's plenty of true element to what you guys are saying today.
Oh, yeah. Me and Maddie need to get together for the show.
That is a terrible idea,
Red. That sounds like a plan.
Maddie T,
it's too much of it.
We're going to have to rewrite your contract. As an element of your employment here, you're not allowed to hang out with Red. He's bad trouble.
Man, you know I'm day-to-day here.
I got to send a kudo out to him. I didn't know how much 2 grams was, and he looked it up. He Googled it.
You know what, Matt? That was very impressive.
Is anybody interested to know how much of this marijuana this young man had?
This marijuana that
less than two joints. So they
this
alleged green leafy substance, which through serious testing turned out to be marijuana.
Can I have a question?
Go ahead.
How much marijuana did it take to fill up a blunt that he already smoked?
What's more than 2 grams?
So a cigar that's
what's
dug
a blunt?
Out.
A blunt is an emptied out cigar.
And you put marijuana in it?
That's right.
It's what
Wally.
The kids do.
You can't get them at Maduro, unfortunately.
No, well, 2 grams is about
Maduro,
a blunt.
Maduro West out in Colorado, you can get them. All right, David, what's up?
Hey, I want to call about this guy that called in talking about the cop was on a fishing expedition. This is just a bunch of crap that the guys are calling in talking about the cops out to find somebody just because they're out at 2:30 in the morning. The fact is, he broke the law by not having correct lights on his vehicle. And I'm tired of everybody defending these dope-smoking thugs.
Wait, David, hang on. Hang on now. This kid's not a thug. He's never been in trouble before. He's a good kid. Let's not go too far now. Look up the word thug and make sure that it applies, and it doesn't here. Okay.
Great point. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, let's take it easy on the kid. I mean, let's not.
This is getting way too personal.
He was very polite in the police report.
He's a good kid. He's a good kid.
I don't know him. I've never met him.
Again, the point is he's not doing anything that's different from a lot of other kids. The only question I have is, did Nick know or not? Did he tell him that he did it or not?
I think Nick may have supplied it.
What I don't like about these stories is when you start talking about something like this, everybody feels like they got to defend what it is they're doing and their position. And it doesn't come down to you and your position and how you defend it. In my mind, it comes down to him, and hopefully he's that kind of kid that's strong enough that they can take him back into if he wants to go back to Alabama, and they give him another opportunity.
He's 19. He made a mistake.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take time out. It is 10:34. Matty T, I apologize for being mean. I'm getting hammered on Twitter for picking on Matty T because Matty T didn't understand why this is a big story. So that's my apologies. I could be a little more...
I don't know. It may be the calling me son and asking what my degree was in and all that kind of stuff.
I knew your
That's probably what they were referring to.
Oh, I can't talk down to you now? You just got done telling me you
talked down
to me. I
can't take this.
Well, I don't talk down to you.
Well, you should. I'm an idiot. You should.
You're taller than him, Matty T.
Maybe I'll just agree with you.
Right here in the studio.
I know, right?
Dear Justin, Matty T is the best thing that ever happened to you. Yesterday I had a guy calling saying, why isn't Matty T more comebacks? And it's like, well, he deleted the one he was in.
I don't force myself in the show.
This is getting really weird. I got to be honest with you.
I'm going to come in there and hug you. We going to be all right?
No, we have something to sell.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We can be okay? We good?
I love you guys.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Hey, guys, can we get back to doing a radio show? Now I'm a paraplegic.